Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Jen Twin, and it's the 21st of May today. And well, I was looking forward to doing a nice brew from the garden, perhaps with the odd singing bird tweeting away in the background. But oh no, it seems this evening was the one selected by one of my neighbours to go and burn something in his garden. So I just dashed out and collected my washing before that just smells of smoke. But yeah, it's too horrible to be out there, so I've just come back in the house. I never know what surprises me most. The total indifference to the neighbours who might want to have their windows open on a warm evening, or the ignorance of weather systems, because people who like to burn stuff always seem to choose the days where the pressure's quite high and the smoke doesn't actually go anywhere. Or possibly where it's quite windy and the wind goes in the wrong direction. But anyway, I've been catching up on booze. And I've heard this one by Phil, Daylight Gambler, who was talking about tea. And I very much enjoyed listening and hearing about South Korea and that fruit tea, which sounds absolutely amazing. With real fruit in there, wow. And I like the cute little teapot. Gorgeous colour too. So I was just about to put a comment on the boo, and then I thought something else. So I thought, oh, you know what, I might be quicker if I do a boo. Because yeah, what I wanted to say was that I've had a very nice tea experience myself, actually. Very recently, I went to a Chinese supermarket with my Chinese friend yesterday. She wanted to stock up on all sort of Chinese foodie items, and she doesn't drive, so I drove down to London, and I got the whole Chinese experience, including lunch there. When she asked me what I wanted to drink, you know, usually I would have a cold drink, but I thought, you know, because it had been sort of a very immersion into Chinese culture already, so I said, well, what would you recommend? And and she said jasmine tea. Now I can reveal to you that I still had the Singapore noodles, because I'm really bad at choosing stuff, and they've got everything in it, so I don't have to make a decision, and I quite like them, even though she laughed herself silly, because apparently Singapore noodles is only something that that her European friends choose. So I thought that I'd go with the jasmine tea, and they brought a teapot, which seemed to have an endless supply in it, or maybe it's just that the teacups were tiny, and she kept filling up my cup. And I must admit, it seemed a little bit weird at first to have sort of a lukewarm tea that tastes very faintly of something fruity, but then as the meal progressed, the tea got stronger, and also I very much noticed that so we had sort of a pork pasty for starters, then I said I had the Singapore noodles, which are quite spicy, and then she selected a mango, well, I called it a pudding. She said it's flamange, tomato, for dessert. And I noticed the tea just went with everything. So she said that the Chinese quite like it because it goes very well with food, and it helps the food go down, and it helps the digestive process. And I didn't quite believe it until I had it and thought, yeah, you know what, this actually really fits. You know, it was actually really pleasant to have it during the meal, and you didn't need any palate cleansers, and it worked with everything. It was always complimentary in the way the taste worked with the meal. So I was very impressed. I think I may be converted. Also, Phil mentioned something about certain teas wanting a certain different temperatures, and see, I have a kettle that can boil water to either 80, 90 or 100 degrees. I don't drink green tea, so that's a bit lost on me, but I suppose that's what it's for, really. I also thought, you know, I wish I'd listened to this food beforehand, because I noticed the Chinese supermarket had a little corner that said Korean above in large letters. So had I known, I could have had a look whether they have those green teas next time. I'll have a look next time. The other thing that it reminded me of was tea shops, because you mentioned tea shops, Phil. And I thought, yeah, you know, the other place you get them, or at least used to, is Germany. At least where I grew up, we always had tea shops. Now, the Germans are coffee drinkers, really, so I suppose I'm the exception. I don't like coffee. Possibly because my mum let me try hers when I was little, and she likes it very strong. And I just thought it tasted bitter, and I didn't like it. It kind of put me off for life. So I love the smell of coffee, and I love coffee-flavoured things, but not coffee. I'm a tea drinker, but it's got to be black tea. And I remember we always had this tea shop, even though I don't think I saw it last time I was there. And that was like, you have to imagine it's like stepping into a chemist, because it's got all these little jars and things, and all these little drawers with all the different teas in. And that's where you would get your Assam and your Darjeeling and, you know, all sort of weird and wonderful things. But they also always had a lot of fruit teas, which is why it didn't smell like chemist. It always smelled very fruity, flowery somehow, very sweet. And they had also little gifts. So I remember in particular a little bouquet, but instead of flowers, you had little packets of tea on there, and you could get, you know, like a sweet selection or a spicy selection, something like that. And the tea was always loose. So that was for the real aficionados. Otherwise, if you say tea to a German, they're probably thinking a herbal tea or fruit tea. Even though I've had strawberry and vanilla tea, because they smell divine, but it just tasted of tea. So I don't know whether they just put artificial flavours in there. But I noticed over the last few years, because when I first moved to the UK, and mum then said, oh, what do you want for breakfast? And I said, black tea. And whilst you're here, I have to have my cup of tea in the morning, otherwise I'm grumpy. I don't really wake up until I've had that. So mum found it quite hard to find some black tea. And then over the years, progressively, then all of a sudden, you know, Twinings seemed to have got into the market, and so she could get Earl Grey tea, and then next she could get Lady Grey. So they seem to have that selection now. So maybe the supermarkets have picked up that, you know, with Twinings there and perhaps some other people doing those sort of teas now. And therefore that tea shop has become extinct. I have to say, though, the Germans wouldn't put milk in their tea. They always just, you know, if they have black tea, then they just put some lemon in, some sugar perhaps, but never milk. That's an English thing, and that's always something that surprises Germans when they first come to England and see that. But yeah, tea, because I like tea. And I've talked about tea for far too long. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and thank you again for that boo, Phil. Very much enjoyed it, and I hope everyone has a lovely evening, hopefully with some fresh air. I think I'll go and try again now, see what it smells like out there. Right, bye for now.